If we were deprived by care or caring when we were young, we would not be the person we are now. Because, you know, care, just like love, is a human need. And if we are cared for or loved, then our person as a human being is affirmed. So we need care, just as we need love, not only when we were young, but even most especially when we are old. That's why there are many today who are caregivers. Jeremiah, in our first reading today, related to us the disappointment of Yahweh over the kings of Israel. Why was Yahweh disappointed? Because these kings were appointed as leaders, yet they failed Yahweh as God. Why? Sheep. Because they did not care for their sheep. They did not love their sheep. They only loved themselves. They even enriched themselves at the expense of the people or the sheep. And the sheep is the possession of Yahweh. That's why Yahweh was disappointed. And since they lacked care and love for the sheep were scattered. They were at a loss. They were lost. Just as a family, you know, when parents separated or they don't love each other, it's the children that suffered a lot. The children are considered lost and they are scattered. Their personality becomes so difficult to deal with. That's why we need care as a person, my dear brothers and sisters. Since the people were scattered, Yahweh said, I will gather them back. I will love them. I will tend them by sending or by appointing a leader that is from the line of David. And this leader will lead with justice and wisdom so that unity will be restored again to the people. And not only that, I will pasture them. I will lead them where they are meant to be as my people. So Yahweh, in our first reading from the book of Jeremiah, showed his love and his care. Remember that the people Israel is considered as his possession. That's why he was so disappointed with these kings. This king of care failed him miserably for their lack of care and love. When we receive care and love, dear brothers and sisters, it is then our turn to love, to care for others, to care for those who are entrusted to us. Remember that at the end of our lives, we will make an accounting before God. What did you do? St. Paul, in the letter of the Ephesians, tells us or depicts to us Jesus as a person who cares. A caring person. You know, when you are called, oh, you're a caring son, you're a caring father, a caring mother, a caring grandfather, a caring pastor. Isn't it you feel so complete and elated when you hear that adjective care or caring? Jesus is like that, according to St. Paul. And how did Jesus show or manifested his caring attitude or his care? According to St. Paul, he pulled down that barrier that divides people. And what is that barrier that divides people? Enmity, hostility, conflict. It is because of the sins of people that they are in conflict with one another. They live in hostility, in a hostile world. And Jesus brought environment, peace, and reconciliation in an environment which is characterized as hostile. There is enmity among people. And you know what? Today, when nations would establish peace, they would usually sign a treaty, a compact, a contract. They would sign. You see that in television, right? When countries want to be at peace with one another, or there is that television, and then the news, and they sign a treaty. But Jesus, in bringing reconciliation and peace, he did not sign any treaty or contract. And what did he do? He brings peace and reconciliation, according to St. Paul, through his body. That in his suffering, in his blood, he was able to reconcile people among themselves. And in reconciling people, these people are reconciled with God. Oh, this is the caring attitude. Remember that Jesus didn't only pay lip service in saying, "Oh, I bring you peace. I am reconciling you." But he did it in an act which is so sublime. And what is that act? The offering of his life. The outpouring of his blood in order that all of us will be reconciled to each other and we will be able to achieve reconciliation with our Father. In his heart, in the heart of Jesus, he was able to welcome and accept all kinds of people, even those who are hostile to him. Remember that even Jesus, who was so good and did good, there are a lot of people who oppose him, who were hostile to him. And you remember one of the last words that he uttered before he breathed his last on the cross: "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." This is the reconciliation that Jesus brings to a hostile world. He shows his caring attitude. Isn't it that we are worthy, or we should be thankful, grateful to Christ that we received through the suffering of his body, through the outpouring of his blood, that we're cared for, not only physically, but more so spiritually. Jesus, in today's gospel, showed also his care, first to the apostles. Remember, in last Sunday's gospel, he sent his apostles for a mission to proclaim the good news of the kingdom, and they have to cure every kind of diseases and expel demons. These apostles were human beings. They need rest. They were exhausted. They were tired. And you know what was the attitude of Jesus? "Come and rest a while. Rest your body. Rest your soul. Your sagging spirit needs rest." So Jesus invited his apostles to isolate themselves to a solitude. And remember that solitude is not only an isolation, it is even a communion. So Jesus invites his apostles with a deeper communion. Communion with whom? Communion with the Father. Because in establishing communion with the Father, the apostles will be able to establish communion, real communion among themselves. This is the effect of prayer, mother, brothers, and sisters. When we commune with our Father in prayer, we are actually communing ourselves with our fellow human beings. And when he disembarked, he saw the vast crowd, and he said that they were like sheep without a shepherd. Remember our reflection, the first reading. The sheep were scattered because the shepherd were neglectful. They were not caring. They were not a caring leaders or shepherd. And so Jesus gathers them by teaching them, nourishing their spirit, nourishing their soul. Dear brothers and sisters, our world today is also considered as a hostile world. Hostile world. A lot of people are in conflict. Families, husband and wives, parents and children. That's why we are challenged to be caregivers. Be a caregiver. Be a caring husband, a caring wife. When you are a wife and you see that your husband is so tired from work, how do you welcome him? You welcome him with nagging? Or you say, honey, you're so tired. Please take a rest. I will offer you your dinner. Yeah, we need care. So also with parents, consider wives, parents of their children, or even children. Do you consider, or do you see that your parents are so tired? Do you just pat their back? Dad, mom, you're so tired. Can you give a rest? Or instead of being a problem to them, give them the hug. Just a symbol of your care. Because you have been cared for. Remember that 9 months you stayed in the womb of your mom. Remember that, children. 9 months. Have you ever realized that? 9 months your mom sacrificed a lot. Now that you are so strong, you neglect all those things. And your mom needs your love, your care. And not only your parents, but even other people. Because Jesus showed us how to care. Let his spirit embolden us, my dear brothers and sisters, so that we can be called apostles also. And we are sent to propagate and to radiate the care that Jesus experienced or have us experienced.